Blog Talk Radio.
Kiss.
My Hi, I'm Hotep, and better love. You are listening to Dr. Robert X. Form by way of Truth to Power. I'm Beverly, and we're looking at the metaphysics of the megaverse. So we're going to see what that's to Robert X. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, babe, I'm better than better.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead, babe. After listening to that music again, Bev, it's just, oh, Bev, listen, I took my socks off.
Okay.
I don't care what nobody say, Bev. There's nothing more soothing than love music.
Yes, it is. That's
and I miss it.
Well, we still got some good oldies here. So, but you gave us a plateful last night.
Yes, yes.
We still eating off of that plate.
It's like a smorgasbord up there.
Yes.
Yeah, all you can eat. Just come on over to Truth to Power.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's I got a couple of comments on the music today too. It's
okay.
Just amazing, you know, people really chilling, you know.
Yeah. So we looking at the megaverse, and from my understanding, mega means death.
Yes, that's one meaning for it. There's several meanings for it.
Okay.
Well, it means beyond. That's where we use the word metaphysics, beyond physics.
Mm-hmm.
Basically letting you know that there's another dimension or other dimensions that people can have access to, but you must be at a particular frequency in order to access this other realm. We call it the ether. It's the zero point, the point at which all energy is manifested. When they ramped up CERN, they claimed to be looking for the God particle. Well, the God particle resides in the ether. Now, that's the domain of the black woman in terms of ancient Kemetic science. And that domain is being revved back up again today, and there are forces who clearly understand this. So to get you away from metaphysics or the spiritual orientation to access these other realms, they want to put you in the metaverse. It's the ultimate in behavior modification, better known as mind control. Believe me, it's the ultimate. That's why the little alien, Mark Zuckerberg, right as Facebook is being exposed allegedly by an insider who was really CIA, he announces that he's going to, in fact, shut down Facebook and open up the metaverse. Yes, family, I refer to him as an alien because that's what he is. And as a matter of fact, well, I can't say fact, but as a matter of metaphysical norms, all of these people and families that are pushing this stuff are human-alien hybrids. They're not like you and me, so don't expect them to act in any other manner. It's who and what they are. So that's just an opening off the top of my head, Bev, because I can assure you, family, these next few weeks heading up into the holiday are going to be quite revealing. So you might want to have your friends and family to tune in. Okay? And that'll take us right up to the break, Bev. And I always say these things happen for a reason. I didn't plan it this way.
Mm-hmm.
But we just happen to be in the season of transformation. This will take us right up to the winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make it up, family. We starting on the 7th. By the time we get to the 21st, hopefully we should have completed this. And then we can take a break and come back for 2022 in the year of the 6th.
All right.
Okay. So it's all fitting in as if it was scripted. And it wasn't. So I'm just always amazed at how things fall into place, Beth. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I'm saying it always work out. Yes.
Yep.
Right on time.
No doubt about it. You know what I'm, that music just took me back to some, I know a lot of young people probably heard them first two songs that you played on there, Bear, because you can't hear that kind of stuff anymore.
I know it.
It's sad because we can't divorce ourselves from our reality. And all of that music is part of our reality. I know it's a part of mine because I grew up on love music. Therefore, I'm a love-oriented person. Now, I know it may not come across like that sometimes, but that's what governs my movement. And it's difficult in a world where hate is being promoted unlike any product probably in history. So I understand that it's difficult to walk in the shadow of love, if you will, in these days and times. But it is the force that would allow for you to access these other realms. You can't do it in hate.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And that's why they're marketing hate to the people. People ask me sometimes, why you laugh so much, Robert X? And I say, well, go ahead, Bill.
No, and I say, and I laugh a lot, too.
Yeah, well, you have to, because it's contagious.
Yeah.
Just like hate. It's contagious, too. If you see somebody walking down the street with a smile on their face all the time, no matter how angry you are, it'll make you want to smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works, family. Because that frequency basically consumes all the other frequencies. It eats them up. And the people who are in charge can't deal with it. I mean, they really can't deal with it. And guess what? It has nothing to do with how much money you got. Because if you walk in that higher frequency, you'll get the things that you need. That's why I laugh all the time. Because I know how contagious it is. It's like, as we explained before, Bev, a few years back. A lot of times, or almost all the times, I would start the forms off wherever I was with music. Because I know that those frequencies automatically affect the audience. Automatically. Right. And you'll be surprised how it disarms people on the hatred side. It literally disarms people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an old biblical story about Joshua knocking down the walls of Jericho. Right? Well, how did he do it? Well, he supposedly used frequency. Music, in fact, does have qualms to soothe the savage breast, Beth, family.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Try it sometime.
The Pied Piper?
That is correct. No question about it. If you want the children, find out where your children are in terms of their vibration, and learn the music that taps into that vibration. And you can literally teach your children things that you want to incorporate in them using that music as the emphasis. There's been studies that show that people tend to incorporate, their memory tends to work much better when they're playing music in the background and studying for exams. For some reason, the music helps the information stick. And I know for a fact, as we pointed out about meta, interesting, Bev, meta music, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When we unraveled meta music, you can Google this, family, and you'll find some very interesting stuff. One of the things we found was that the music, the frequencies were so powerful that they literally made people who were paraplegic move their limbs. And the doctors couldn't figure out why. If you play music, certain music, to Alzheimer's patients that are indigenous to them and their memory, music that they grew up on, they immediately respond to the music. Like it goes into the areas of the brain, the hippocampus, dealing with memory, and it accesses those memories. Now we're still talking about we're still talking about frequencies. We're just talking about musical frequencies. So Alzheimer's patients will begin to sing every line of those songs that are already incorporated, and based on the scientific backwardness that's causing all of this Alzheimer's today, because that's who's doing it, the same medical establishment that want us to get a shot. They putting stuff in the environment and in the food and a host of other things that facilitate Alzheimer's. It's the chemicals. Okay? So there are a lot of properties having to do with frequencies. And meta music has proven itself. Again, the doctors don't know how to deal with that. They just know that it works. Now, just imagine that you were able to tap into those frequencies for patients who are paraplegic and have that music typed into their hippocampus on a consistent basis. Would that be enough that will basically alleviate or allow them to reuse their muscles? I contend yes. Let me know. Don't get your hopes up too high. This is going to be fun, Bev. This is going to be a lot of fun. But I know the family is primed, so I got about a half-hour video that must be played as an introduction into understanding this thing called the metaverse. Okay? Now, I'm not going to read anything right now, because I want the family to hear this brother's explanation of what he feels the metaverse is. And I think he did an excellent job. However, he didn't go into the metaphysical realm. That's where we're going to take it. Okay? Because he's a Christian. And, of course, they don't quite understand, as we've unpacked over the years, the relationship between metaphysics and those things that they believe in that leads them to what they call Christianity. So anything that they ain't been told that's not in their scriptures, why they will tell you, and I can tell you for a fact, certain books in the Bible deal specifically with metaphysics, the powers of the people, and they took them out because they didn't want the people to exercise them. And those are facts. So because they're not in the current version that they get, anything outside of that is blasphemous. Well, I'm in the blasphemous realm. All right? So I ain't here to beat up on them, and I ain't here to beat up on Islam. I ain't here to beat up on any of those religions, okay? Because they, too, are all predicated on particular frequencies. And we know that there are people at the very top of the food chain who understand these things, but they choose to use these things for very nefarious reasons. They flip everything upside down. It's like in Christianity, to cross right side up is a good thing. But if you turn that cross upside down, it's still the same cross. You just change the position of it, and now it means something else. Well, that's what these people have done to antichromatic science. So the Eye of Horu and all of these things, this symbology, is being used by these people for very nefarious reasons. Just like the popes in early Christendom used their positions of power and authority and the scripture to murder or to sanction the murder of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in the name of their religion. Same thing goes for Islam. So that's why I smile. Oh, that's why I laugh all the time, family, because the easiest thing to do is to frown. That ain't difficult. So here's what I'm going to do. I sent you the video, Bear, so I want you to put it in the chat so the family can access it. But the name of this video is What is the Metaverse? A video all adults and parents must watch. So again, it's about 30 minutes long, but it gives you the best introduction of several that I watched. Okay? You can find that at truthunedited.com. Truth Unedited, all one word. All right. And that's pretty much what we do at Truth to Power. We tend to give out a little unedited truth as well. So if you're trying to get your popcorn and your ginger ale and everything in order, I hope you're ready because we want to start right in, Bear. We got a lot to put on the table tonight. And I know the family going to have a lot to say behind our introduction into the metaverse. This is just the beginning tonight, family, so strap yourselves in. So here we go.
All right.
The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like thruways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
You got in.
That's right, man. I got in. And the world was more beautiful than I ever dreamed, and also more dangerous than I ever imagined. Now, I met a brave warrior.
Tron.
Bum, 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 Tron.
He fights for the users.
He sure does. Oh, man, he showed me things that no one had ever imagined. There are these disc battles fought in spectacular arenas, and cycles have raced on ribbons of light. So radical. And together,
you built a grid.
We built a new grid for programs and users. Now, I couldn't be in there all the time, so I created a program in my own image that could think like you and me. And I called him Clue.
Codified like this utility.
That's right. And Clue, Tron, and I, we built a system where all information was free and open.
This world is truly out of its mind. Just as you think you have a handle on what is going on, and you feel you have a solid grasp on what is being planned in this world, these people then introduce new agendas. The timing of my awareness and grasp on this subject is something that is not coincidental at all. A day before Facebook's major announcement, while I was engaging in research on another subject, I was introduced to this overall agenda. I would hear about the metaverse here and there and just ignore it. To me, it just sounded like another one of their distractions to get me off of my game. But as I began to look into this for myself, I realized just how wrong I actually was. And quite frankly, I was older than I thought myself to be. To be very honest, this whole agenda really aged me, because as I was learning it, I kept saying the same phrase. And when I started explaining it to my wife, she said the same thing as well. I don't get it. Honestly, I didn't actually get how this all was going to be attractive to people and why people would choose this. But I realized that the younger generation was being conditioned for this agenda since they were very young. And the truth is that my generation has been as well. After I realized how big this agenda was, I instantly started to dig in to gain understanding. And as I was reading and learning, I would be reminded of all the small influences that were shown to me over my lifespan of 40 years or so that have been conditioning me for this agenda. Now, I am in no way an expert on this agenda, but I do have a big enough grasp on it that I can communicate what it is all about from an alternative perspective than the hundreds to thousands of cheerleaders that are cheering on this new world that is being created right before us. This agenda must be understood for multiple reasons. For those of you watching that have young children, or even raising young adults, if you care about them, it's imperative that you understand this agenda as well. The world is changing fast. In the past, in many of my videos, I have always stated that one of the biggest agendas in this world is about creating a new world order. But to my surprise, the agenda is not only about creating a new world order, but along with it, a completely new world altogether. It's time to understand this agenda. It's time to understand the metaverse. Let's begin. So this is one of those discussions that everyone needs to really pay attention to and learn. They are slowly planning on introducing us into a new digital world that they are creating. The stuff that looked like science fiction that they spoke about in movies is really a reality that they want us to be a part of. And like everything else that they do, they are not preparing the masses by proper notification and education. But they are not hiding it either. They have put the information out there for us. And like with everything else, it is up for us as individuals to do our own due diligence to understand and prepare. They introduced this whole thing under a backdrop of problems at Facebook with the whistleblower distraction and a whole attack on one of the most powerful tech companies in the world. They made the public believe that the announcement at Facebook was simply about them trying to save their brand from the bad engineered press they were receiving. Because if Facebook made this change without the backdrop of this whistleblower and being bad for children nonsense, as if these people really care, then more people would be asking questions. But what we have here is that one of the most powerful tech companies in the world that has 2.9 billion active users around the world, a company that knows more about each individual in the world than they ever should, is now changing their focus from social media to the metaverse. And the majority of the masses don't even question what is going on and what the metaverse is because of the distraction that was created for them a little beforehand. It was a perfect smokescreen. But for me, it's not something that can be ignored. and it also goes back into the overall picture and agenda I have been speaking on within this channel. So what is the metaverse? Let me cover that first.
The next platform and medium will be even more immersive, an embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it.
Zuckerberg.
We call this the metaverse. And you're going to be able to do almost anything you can imagine. Get together with friends and family, work, learn, play, shop, create, as well as entirely new categories that don't really fit how we think about computers or phones today.
Well, maybe let me cover how I got here first. I was doing some research on NFTs because I heard how Tom Brady was making his football an NFT.
We got it back, so I got it back. Yeah. There's a lot of
Is the ball in Canton, or have you made it into an NFT? Talk about what the ball is.
it's shortly an NFT. You can autograph.io. You go there to bid on it. There's a lot of great things, auction items, memorabilia.
I couldn't understand what was happening because from what I understood, Tom Brady was going to be keeping the football.
Get it back, but I don't keep too many. I don't actually keep too many things. So, in that circumstance, I felt like that might be a good one to keep.
But through the NFT, he was going to sell it digitally, so someone anywhere else in the world could own the digital rights to it. That made no sense to me. I couldn't understand why someone would want to own something digitally they never would actually touch physically, but spend thousands to even millions of digital dollars for it. Again, I feel like I was being aged out. So I had to dig deeper. And from that digging, I stumbled into the metaverse. And right after I got a small foundation on it, then Mark Zuckerberg did his keynote and made the announcement about the name change and gave a massive amount of details along with it. I'll be using clips from the keynote to cover details he spoke on.
Rather than just focusing on this year's product like a normal keynote, we're going to talk about the future. So let's start by exploring what different kinds of metaverse experiences could feel like, starting with the most important experience of all, connecting with people. Imagine you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space. It has parts of your physical home recreated virtually, it has things that are only possible virtually, and it has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah, just gotta find something to wear. All right, perfect.
Okay, so again, what is the metaverse? Very simply, it's a new digital universe, a digital world. It's the next era of the internet, which is projected to deliver a digital environment that is similar to real life. It's a whole new world that people around the world will be plugged into. The metaverse will exist in parallel to reality, allowing people to work, open businesses, socialize, communicate, and interact with one another in a fully immersive system of virtual destinations. Right now, all of us look at the internet through our phones, computers, and other devices. What the metaverse will do is move us into the internet. It is actually likened to living in the internet. Have you ever seen the movie Tron? That's what it's about. What you may want to say is, yeah, this is just virtual reality. There's no way people can live in the internet like in the movie Tron. But you need to gain understanding. It's very deep. It's much deeper than just virtual reality. You see, virtual reality headsets and hardware like that are just tools that assist people in plugging in. But when you add in the other pieces into place, like blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies, artificial intelligence, 5G internet, remote work, gaming, and online social activities, all these pieces will meet at one singular point to create a virtual universe in the form of what we will call the metaverse. People will live in an artificial, augmented reality.
Artists going around Soho, hiding AR pieces for people to find.
3D street art, that's cool.
send that link over so we can all look at it.
Stunning. That is awesome. Wow.
I love the movement.
Wait, it's disappeared.
This is amazing.
Hold on. I'll tip the artist and they'll accept it.
Wow.
If you guys like it here, I have another one that you're going to love. Check out this forest room.
Oh, let's see it.
Koi fish that fly? That's new.
This is wild. Hey, one sec, Boss. It's Priscilla.
Hey, you have to see this. Beast is going crazy.
Oh, I love that guy. You've got to show that to the kids. Can you also send that to my dad?
I'll message him.
All right, see you at home. This is great, Boss, but there's something I got to get back to. All right.
People will live inside the internet.
That's it, Mark. I'm moving to the metaverse.
They will be merging the physical world with the digital.
And you'll be able to take your items and project them into the physical world as holograms in augmented reality too. First, we're building tools that creators can use to place digital objects into the physical world and let people interact with them.
The grand vision of the metaverse is to provide a parallel digital universe connected to our physical world through multiple digital technologies. This parallel virtual environment and the bringing together of the online and offline worlds will allow the user to experience and communicate in the digital world through avatars, which will be the user's chosen persona. And it will feature many elements from physical reality, including buildings, work, and leisure locations, and other different landscapes. One big thing that is happening right now currently is that people are buying digital plots of land in the metaverse. They are buying digital real estate right now. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
There is a building boom breaking out, but it's not happening in your backyard. It is happening in a fake world called the metaverse. The virtual real estate market is on fire right now, and our next guest says there is real money to be made in this grab.
What's unique about the metaverse today is that virtual worlds are being designed specifically for adults, where they can live inside these virtual worlds and carry out their life.
Websites like Rentable are literally a leasing agency for virtual real estate. Like, all you really have to do is just browse and choose the property that's within your monthly budget. Make sure the length of the lease is what you need and the location is good. And also, there's a security deposit, just like in the real world, where if you're late on paying the rent for the following month, then you lose that deposit. And then, as soon as you pay for your first month's rent, the land is yours to do whatever you want with, right?
The ultimate goal of the metaverse is to look and feel like physical reality, allowing your avatar to move around freely, interact with others, and access information just like in the real world. The metaverse aims to connect with reality by designing a large-scale virtual reality setting where anyone can have a persistent presence as an extension of their physical self or company. The metaverse could also be a merger of all realities, filled with artificial intelligent entities, making it possible for people and other beings to communicate and interact in shared environments. An example of this is like what they showed in that movie, Free Guy. There are so many different purposes that the metaverse will take care of. Let me sum this all up for you. The elite of this world who control a majority of the world's wealth. You see, in 2019, the Oxfam report showed that the world's richest people own 50% of the world's wealth. In their report done in 2020, it showed that the world's richest 1% have more than twice as much wealth as 6.9 billion people. And the wealth gap has grown even more larger since the pandemic. These people have gained complete control over the world and its resources. They own the land, the real estate, the businesses, our social entertainment, pretty much our complete way of life. And being that they now have a complete handle on all these things, and also being that there is no way to bridge a union between the rich and the poor, the rich will stay rich and the poor will stay poor, they have created an alternate universe that allows the poor to live in a digital reality where they can escape the true reality of this world. A place where they can use their digital money or cryptocurrency tokens to buy and sell in a digital universe. This will make the world a lot smaller and easier to control. While the rich will stay rich and own all the actual physical assets, the real stuff, the poor will try to build something for themselves online in a new digital world. They literally have created the matrix. For me, I just couldn't understand how people could actually accept something like this. But apparently, the youth have been conditioned for this for a long time, which made me go back and think on a situation I had one summer a decade ago with my now adult son. One summer, he asked if he can play this game called Roblox on his computer. When he showed me, it looked harmless compared to the games he could have been asking me to play. So I let him play. And day by day, I saw that he would stay on the computer longer and longer. He wouldn't go outside to play basketball even. He would just play this game. And at some point, I got tired of it and took the game away from him and told him I wasn't going to let him live in a virtual world. Because to me, that's what it looked like he was doing. And we canceled it. That was 8 to 10 years ago, I believe. But I remember it clear as day. And what I was protecting him from then has evolved into something even more prevalent and dangerous today.
Gaming is how a lot of people are going to step into the metaverse for the first time.
So the first thing I want to do is give a warning to all parents of children. These virtual reality games are not harmless. And though by taking a stand against them, you may be removing their world from them, you will be doing them ultimate good. These games have them living in a virtual alternate reality that is growing by the day and intends for their minds to be attached to a world not created by our Father in Heaven, our true creator. All the games from Roblox to Fortnite to Grand Theft Auto, I mean, which your children shouldn't be playing anyway, Rec Room, and anything like that, are introducing and conditioning your child to live in an alternate reality. The metaverse aims to be a central hub for all of these games and more, and will allow them to teleport and go between games. They have been conditioned to care deeply about their avatars because this is what represents them online. They buy them clothing and make sure they look good. This is absolutely crazy, but absolutely true. This young generation actually cares more about how their avatars look online more than how they care about how they look physically in the real world. They have been conditioned to care more about the metaverse than our true physical world. Last year, a rapper named Travis Scott did a virtual concert on Fortnite where 27 million users attended. 27 million. For context, last year's NBA playoffs averaged 4.2 million viewers, and Game 6 of the finals brought in 12.5 million viewers. This concert doubled that. So you can see this is real influence, and it comes from all around the world. They attended a concert while in their homes, and possibly many of your living rooms or in their bedrooms in your homes. This is the metaverse, and they are already in it. I mean, they are even buying Gucci bags for their avatars. Gucci bags for online characters.
All right, now you got to put it on, and we got to see how it looks. You got a real life Gucci bag in Roblox. You gotta walk the runway.
Yeah. Okay, I see you with a Gucci bag.
This is 1,000% real. And many of the games are introducing it to them. Even a game like NBA 2K, which you would think is harmless because it's all about basketball, it allows a player of the game to create their own character. I mean, these children, and also a lot of adult men, they work hard to develop their avatars who have very realistic features. They then take these characters and let them move about in the cities, talking to other players, going to courts, playing pickup games. They have been trained to create online personas that they care for very much, and they collect virtual currency, which they call VC, which is exactly like digital cryptocurrency, except that it is game-specific. And they care deeply about those coins and currency.
What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be surprising my girlfriend with the $70,000. 70,000 Robux Gucci bag.
So if you think that this is far-fetched and couldn't be accepted, this has aged you too. Because it already has been accepted. And the better they get with the technology, the more it will be accepted and adopted. This is what NFTs are for, people buying digital property to own in the metaverse. You can buy an NFT and hold it in your digital home, just like Zuckerberg shows here. When I started researching the Great Reset, I found a quote from Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. He has a quote that always bothered me, but I could never understand how they would make that to be true. The quote was, "You will own nothing and be happy." But I now see how they will make this to be true, because in the physical realm, you won't own anything, but in the digital realm, you will have possession of many things, even your own house on the lake that you will live in virtually. And though the physical world will be a complete disaster, you won't care, because they have created an alternate reality for you to live in. You see, that's also what they are not telling everyone. Let me help you see that. Do you know what has been the biggest promotion of this metaverse? Yes, the pandemic. When they implemented the worldwide lockdown, they pushed everyone online, and the youth especially got tapped in. Even adults got locked into virtual features like Zoom. This was all conditioning the population for entrance into a new digital world. Chaos in the world has been a catalyst for the most craziest change that has happened in the world. It's order out of chaos. And the Great Reset that they are planning that will occur after the collapse of the United States dollar will usher in the next phase to their implementation and conditioning. The majority of the planet who will be dealing with massive poverty, unrest, destruction, and in many cases, death, they will all be looking for an escape route of the physical reality. And the metaverse will provide this for them, which is why we are beginning to see the rollout now. The metaverse opens a parallel world of opportunities for those less privileged by their immediate geography or economic circumstances. They will create a world where everything is much easier to govern and manage, because all lives will be placed online, where everything is logged, monitored, tracked, and recorded. The plans are to be able to tie our physical identities to the metaverse in a singular way that allows identities to be known and not duplicated. All profile names will cross throughout all platforms. And if you violate the rules, you can easily be locked out. This is literally the Matrix in real life, people being plugged into a digital reality. There are so many agendas that coincide with this, it's hard to explain in all one video. This video needed to be made so that there was an alternative view on this subject away from the cheerleaders who are promoting this new virtual world. Parents need to be aware of this so they can help their children. But most importantly, everyone needs to understand what they are doing to this world we are in. They are moving the world out of our physical world that our Father created and moving them into a digital world that Satan has created. There are many different movies that have been alluding to this type of world scenario. But to me, it all sounded like crazy science fiction until I now see it all come together. You can be whatever you want to be in their new world. You can look like what you desire. If you are a 45-year-old, 350-pound white male, in the metaverse, you could transform yourself into a 10-year-old black girl if that is how you desire to appear to the rest of the world. There are no rules in this metaverse that has anything to do with our Father in heaven. But there, of course, will be rules of engagement, very much how they do now with all the current rules on the web of what they say we can say or not say. Rules like that, but more global and further reaching. But this is it. All the people talking about unfounded conspiracy are now looking very ignorant. They are creating a whole new world right in front of our faces, literally telling us about it, though they are describing it as benevolent. But if you really think about it, every movie that they have made that has ever shown us about people living like this all show very big moral and ethical problems. We are already living during a time where they are removing Yah's influence away from this world. They have been conditioning the world to forget about him, his ways, and his purpose for us. People already live in a non-biblical reality. But on top of that, they are actually opening a doorway for the world to walk into that will put them into a new world that Satan has fully created and that he is the ultimate God of and is all-powerful and all-knowing and all-present. In the metaverse, Satan is the one who is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. He is literally creating a virtual world to replicate Yah's real power, and he is steering the world right into it, unknowingly but willingly. And all of you who care for Yah and his word, who are believers in the Bible, who believe in salvation only through Yeshua the Messiah. In English, Jesus Christ. If you are a true believer, this new world being created is in complete opposition to your beliefs. It is a complete attack against you. And they are hoping that as long as you live in ignorance, you will not be the wiser of what they are doing. They are hoping to have a mental stranglehold on our children that makes them view this alternate world as a good thing, but is bringing them right into Satanism, allowing them to live and do what they want. Living in another world that was not created by our Creator is one of the ultimate gestures that will show allegiance to Satan and his new world. Now, someone may say, show me a scripture where God says we shouldn't use virtual reality. Maybe there are scriptures that have alluded to it, but I don't know if at this time I have recognized it. But that doesn't even matter. Yah created the real earth. The first verse of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. We know that this world that we live in is his. He is the creator of it. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. This new virtual world is a man-made creation where everyone can take part in creation. It has nothing to do with Yah. And when they blend their digital world with the physical, they are completely creating a new satanic world that Satan has dominion over. This is always the scheme or plot. This is always the backdrop and plan amongst the wicked men of this world. They are creating a world in service to Lucifer. And if you are not walking in discernment, and you are living in a world that does not keep Yah and his word first, you can and will be sucked right into it. Sadly, our youth around the world have already been conditioned into it. And parents, it is your job to have a conversation with your children and bring them out of it. If they have been using most of their time engaging in a virtual world where they hang with their friends, they have been giving more of their life to Satan's world. To them, it may seem harmless and innocent. And to us parents, we have no idea what they are seeing and doing in there. I am not completely against video games, but I am against living in a virtual world, hanging out in a virtual world. This is a major satanic agenda that can fly by the multitude because it just looks like technological progress. As I have explained in numerous videos, science has been placed as a god of this world that is creating its own ways and pushing forth its own doctrines and mindsets, its own healing powers, its own take on gender, and what makes a man or a woman a woman. And now, science is creating a whole new virtual world, a new world. And if believers do not get strong in their faith, they will find themselves dragged right into it very subtly, but purposely. If you imagine 2 years ago that the world would be embracing remote work, everyone working from home, having meetings online, you are a very forward-thinking individual. Years ago, there was not many who foresaw that the world would be the way it is now. But one event happened, and look how much has changed. There is a major event on the way. And when it occurs, it will bring forth massive change, and the metaverse will play a big role within it. It will facilitate a new economy. It will provide people with a means to escape the real world that seems so horrible. It will allow the new world government to speak to everyone on Earth at the same time. It will help ease people into the new world currency facilitated through crypto, because everything will be brought online anyway, so they'll just be doing everything in the metaverse. It will be promoted as a major contributor to help with the problem of climate change. It will be a major glue that brings a new world order agenda together. This is not science fiction or something that is years off. It is here now and growing every day with a goal of full implementation. And only the creators and companies like Facebook, now known as Meta, know completely where this is all going. It is important that believers detach themselves from this digital world, do not go through the doors that this world is opening. And parents, please close the doors for your children who may have already walked through them. I'm reminded of what Paul says about the wrath of Yah in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And it says, for the wrath of Elohim is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. Because what may be known of Elohim is manifest in them, for Elohim has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, the invisible things of Yah are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and divinity, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew Elohim, they did not glorify him as Elohim, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible Elohim into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, Elohim also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of Elohim for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. It is so important not to be a part of this group that these verses are referring to. If you keep reading, you see what they are given over to. And remember, these people are subject to the wrath of Yah. And even as they did not like to retain Elohim in their knowledge, Elohim gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of Elohim, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of Elohim, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32. So these people not only practice these things, but they approve of those who do this as well. And this is how much of the world lives today. I read this because this is how those that will be living in this virtual world will be looked at in the eyes of our Creator. It is another wake-up call for those in Messiah to bring all thoughts captive into the obedience of our Messiah. You need to use some discernment. We must obey and follow the word of Yah and turn away from this world and the direction that it's heading. If the world cared about you, they would be fully informing you and allowing you to make your own educated choice. Instead, it tells you it's up to you to figure it all out, while it slowly steers you and your children right into it. Like I showed, our children care more about how they appear in the virtual world than they do in the physical one that Father made. You must be smart and above all, put down all idols and commit to the will of our Father in heaven. Read his word and obey it. Choose his world over the world Satan has created. Your time is almost up. Make the right choice. Be blessed. Okay. Thanks again for watching. If this has blessed you, please don't forget to like and share this video with others. All believers who are parents need to understand this. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this channel. Elohim willing, I upload every Friday. Don't forget to follow this ministry on Facebook and Instagram, as well as on my website, truthunedited.com. Thank you.
Okay, Beth. Family. I hope that kind of laid the groundwork so that people could have a little bit better understanding of what the metaverse is. Even though it really doesn't exist as we speak. It's kind of like the
reality.
Well, I'm going to use another analogy. It's kind of like the venom, the new so-called venom that they already had approved, but it don't exist. Right? So they went to court not long ago, I think last week, to get the mandate stopped. And the people that was working, or the lawyers that were working on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry, tried to say that there was no difference between the new venom and the ones that had been previously given emergency authorization use. And for all practical purposes, the judge said, what do you think I am, a damn fool? And that's why they lost in the court. So the government can't mandate you take anything. They're using the corporation. You see? So it's just amazing that this crypto Jew in New York comes out yesterday and declares that everybody that's got a job in New York has to take the venom. He ain't doing it. He's got these companies, the businesses that are doing it. And let's be clear. Now, family, after listening to that, I think you understand why they want to shut down as many of the small businesses as they can.
You're not going to be able to go to work. You're going to be sitting there in their mecca vision verse.
That is correct. Not just that, but, again, understand, they admitted that the social media outlets are basically allowing for dopamine to be released from the brain based on behavior. See, that's why we point out that all of this is the very apex of behavior modification. You do something that's acceptable, and you get some dope released from your brain, and you feel good. It's kind of like many years ago, as we pointed out, there were game rooms. Games are the primary means by which they're pushing this product on the young people. And wherever you found them game rooms around the country, I'm talking about in the black community, you found shootings and fights and all this kind of stuff going on. And it's because the programs were allowing for the children, the young people, to respond to certain stimuli, and they would get a dopamine hit, okay? Like subliminal messages in the games that would say things like, shoot a nigger, you'll enjoy it, I promise you. All subliminal, okay? Now, there were games, one called Indoor Fun. Indoor Fun. That was the play on words. They love to manipulate the young people with the language. That's what you see going on now. It wasn't Indoor Fun. It was Indoor Fun. Pleasure Center of the Brain. So whenever they exhibited a certain behavior, it would activate the endorphins in your brain, in your head. And remember, family, we pointed out that by their own admission, Facebook and Twitter were in fact programming the people. We put all that information on Truth to Power. So, and that was when they pointed out that they don't allow their children to deal with social media. That's why you see, family, if you notice, the strange behavior that has existed, particularly since social media has been promoted, okay? That's why you see this behavior the way it is. It is literally, I'm not exaggerating here, it is literally conditioned response, programming the children. And the adults, many don't recognize it, so it really becomes unrecognized retardation. They are retarding the thinking processes of the children. It is rewiring their brains. Now you can probably understand why we say this is behavior modification at a high level. It's the very top. It used to be you go and sit in front of an analyst and told them what your problems were. And that analyst, that psychologist, would basically diagnose you. Well, no, not today. Now they use the technology to program you. And they know through the educational systems which children are more susceptible to the program, because all they have to do is monitor the behavior. This is very insidious stuff, family. Very insidious. We're dealing with a group of monsters, Sister Bear, that many of our people don't quite get. Now, when they started out that video, they had Tom Brady and the two brothers of, what was that? I call one of them Horseface. Used to be the Peyton Manning and the Manning brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about that football that Brady was trying to get and then trying to sell online. And they mentioned something that the brother later on in the video mentioned, but he never explained to the people what he was talking about. And if you haven't done any research on it, you wouldn't know what he was talking about either. And the word that he mentioned, or the phrase that he mentioned, was NFTs. Do you know what that is, Bear? Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Are we still here?
Oh, yeah. That was somebody calling in. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. No, I've seen,
yeah,
I've seen that NFTs, but I don't, I'm not familiar with it.
Well,
you
wouldn't be unless you've looked into this whole thing having to do with this virtual world. Because what NFTs really mean is non-fungible tokens.
Mm.
It's a digital currency, so to speak, that they've programmed the young people to acquiring these things so that, as you saw, they talked about Gucci bags being bought for virtual characters in this fake world of reality, in this metaverse. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So no money changed hands. It was all NFTs. It is absolutely insane. Okay, but it's relative if you buy it. Now, one of the other things that he mentioned, and I didn't know this, and when we had the conversation on this character, let's call him a non-published character, NPC, because that's one of the other terms that they use online. That's why I tell you we got to be real careful with the language. NPC is a non-published character, okay? And these are caricatures of people where you only, well, in some cases you see the whole body, but it's just they got two dots and a upside down seven for a nose. They don't ever really hardly say anything. They're just characters that are drawn online, like drawing a stick man or something. Those are NPCs, non-published characters. Okay? But notice, Bear, family, he mentioned Travis Scott, the dude that we were all trying to figure out, who the hell is this dude? We ain't never heard of him before. Right?
Right.
But they pointed out that he got, what, 27 million people to attend a virtual concert that he gave? Now, that same dude, Travis Scott, was the character, the NPC, that basically gave the concert where all the people got killed a couple of weeks ago. So now you know, family, that this character, Travis Scott, is a virtual creation. He really doesn't exist in the real world, but he doesn't have to, as long as he's accepted in the virtual world.
Well, isn't he go with one of the Kardashians?
Yeah, we talked about that, but that's really irrelevant when you consider that he don't exist in the real world. He only exists in the virtual world.
So, oh, I see what you're saying, like his concerts and things like that. He really do exist, but he don't exist with the concert, with the music.
Exactly. And that's why I can't say nobody ever heard of him, because 27 million people tuned in to the virtual concert. He ain't the only one. This other non-published character named Ariana Grande or something, she gave one of them concerts too. Because see, in the world of tomorrow, there won't be a physical concert that you go to. It'll all be virtual. And you'll pay online to watch fictional characters who may look real. But if you're not there, you can't say whether they're real or not. It could be their avatar. And that avatar will do things in that world that Travis Scott and this grande non-published character couldn't even dream of doing. But it'll look and feel so real that you won't be able to distinguish between the two. And that's the point. What's real and what's not? Is it live or is it Memorex? Family. Okay? If you listen closely, you heard CNBC promoting imaginary property ownership in this virtual world where people are buying tracts of land online that only exist online. In the meantime, Bill Gates and the billionaires are buying up the real land. They ain't buying the virtual land. The brother literally pointed out that people and other beings will exist in this virtual world. Other beings. Well, how is that? That's because it exists parallel to reality. That's what the brother said. It exists parallel to reality. You see, they created an artificial ether. One of the lines on the internet, one of the cables, the early cable, and it may still be on there. When you go to the mechanics of the internet, you see a very interesting term called the Ethernet. Have you ever seen it, Ben? Uh-oh, Bear fading in and out on me here. I don't even know if I'm here. So I'll just sing a song. Let me know where we stand. Don't get our hopes up too high. And let me know. You with me, Bear? Still here? Somebody in the family send me a text and let me know. Okay. Excellent. I got you. Excellent. So that parallel reality, they point out, is what it will have us as if we're living in the internet. Now, I lived in the internet. I went inside the internet in the 1970s. When you watch the video, family, you'll understand what I'm saying. When you're in the dream state, you're in the internet. You're in the metaverse. You're in the metaphysical universe. When you're in a dream state. Because you can do things in the dream state that you can't do in reality until you access the highest frequency. Well, how did I do it? I know some of the family saying, well, how did you do that, Robert X? How did you go to the metaverse in the 1970s? There was no internet for the vast majority of the people. It only existed on the university level. I dropped acid. I dropped a little piece of acid. Recall, we pointed out that these people in Silicon Valley microdose on a daily basis. They drop an acid on a daily basis. They're going to these other dimensions on acid trips. Okay? And recording their experiences and then coming back and creating these realities. That's not my opinion. That's what they said. So now just imagine, again, according to what the brother is dropping, he's telling you that everything you saw taking place based on the fake virus was the impetus for the global hostile corporate takeover. Okay? We talked about that when they was doing it, how they were doing certain things, talking about remote work and remote this and remote that, as if they were already prepared to do it. So people who were tuned in metaphysically should have been questioning it as we were. In-home learning online where the children weren't learning anything, well, that's what it's designed for. It's not designed to teach the children anything. It's designed to program the children. No need for no education. As we pointed out, and I know people critical of me because how can you tell people that education is obsolete? Because I already know what's coming. That's how I can tell. And now the stuff is unfolding right in front of us. The brother literally told you, who you are is optional. A 350-pound white boy can be a 98-pound black girl in the virtual world. And that's why you see these retarded people running around claiming to be a horse or a dog, and you got to call them that. Men want to be women. You got to refer to them as that if you accept the retardation as a part of the norm. I don't. So I become problematic. I'm unvaxxed or unvenomed. So I'm problematic. Okay? So, family, I encourage you to go to the brother's website. I'm sure Bea put it in the chat room. Get that video and watch it again on your own. You'll hear things and see things that I didn't, but you need to have that visual presentation. All right? And this is what I've been meaning and others for a long time now about and why we didn't necessarily accept certain things that well-meaning people were saying. And sometimes you can't tell people anything. They're literally rubbing it in our face. As the brother said, they're making it quite clear that they are creating a Luciferian virtual world. And that's why they dripping the whole Lucifer thing and people like Bill Gates with the 666 patent number and Lucifer rays that lights you up so that they can keep track of you from distances and the whole thing. It's not being done by accident. It's part of a much bigger design. And I recall telling the family, I've never played a video game, Pac-Man. I never played it. I heard about it. Super Mario, never played it. I heard about it. And I used to always, and used to piss me off, how allegedly grown men would be playing these games. And I say, well, I thought the games were for children. And I'm talking about at the time, this is in the 80s, guys that were older than me, spending a significant amount of time playing games. And you know what? They act just like children. I can't tell you if they knew that the games were part of a broader behavior modification framework, but that's exactly what it is, and that's what the brother was talking about in a number of these games. They're not games. That's what I mean about how insidious this whole thing really is. So Zuckerberg, who is a spitting image of Data from Star Trek, if I didn't know any better, I think Data from the series was a fictional character, but Zuckerberg is the real Data. Only he's a stupid version of Data. 'Cause don't get it twisted. He hasn't created anything. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. He is as fictional as the Cuomo brothers. Now, if I had to create a real live version of Super Mario, I'm assuming that there was more than one. I don't know. It would be the Cuomo brothers, since they're Italian anyway. What two stupid people, but they're arrogantly stupid. And the same thing goes for another non-published character who just got busted by Juicy Smollett, right? Sister Bear?
Yes, I'm here.
Got
busted. Yeah, I had an important phone call. I'm back.
Okay. What's the little dude on CNN? The black homosexual?
Lemon.
He just got busted because Juicy Smollett went to court and told the court in his testimony that Lemon was giving him advice, pretty much warning him that the police was looking for certain things. So he interfered with the case. Now, that's beside, yesterday we pointed out that his trial is due to come up, that he tried to pay the white boy off by giving him $500,000, right? And the white boy turned it down because he wanted to go to trial. The white boy came out today after what happened to the Super Mario brothers, right? And said that CNN is a bastion of, what's the word he used? Degenerates. I said, damn, he must be a member of the Truth to Power family. That's what he said
now
today.
Now, who is this saying this?
This is the white boy who said that Lemon stuck his hands down in his genitals.
Oh,
I mentioned that yesterday.
Okay.
He comes out today after the Super Mario Brothers get fired, and he's pointing out that it seems like CNN is the home, the headquarters for degenerates. Because it is. As we have been saying for how long now? It ain't alone. I tell you, Bear, I'm really shocked that they haven't pulled our program off of Blog Talk.
Why? Are we telling the truth?
That's the problem. We're heading into an era where truth is not acceptable. We're already in it. Truth? How dare you tell the truth? We got our own version. Because, Bear,
well, this is where people are. Mm-hmm.
Is the
That's
metaverse
why
real?
Alternative. No, it's not.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bear.
But that's why people are leaving mainstream media and they come into the internet, they doing podcasts so they can tell the truth.
Yeah, we told you before the election, enjoy it while you can, because we told you the UN is going to take over the whole thing.
Mm.
We also pointed out that the whole cryptocurrency thing is a temporary condition. That when these people come forward, they've taken all of it. It doesn't matter how much capital you think you have. It's what they gonna determine that you got, not what you already have, what you work for. That's irrelevant. It's called the Great Reset. Don't take my word for it, family. Stick around. If you ain't took the venom, stick around. you're going to see it. Well, Robert H., where you going to be while all this going on? I'm going to be trying to figure out how I can raise my vibratory level and how I can prevent, because eventually I see myself having no access to the Internet. I'm going to have access with people that are going to allow for me to survive as best I can. And I suggest that people set up networks with real people where things can be taken care of outside of the system. So I'm kind of adding some solutions to this stuff. Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, and they got cell phones that's not connected to the cell towers. And so they, you can get them on, I think it's SCT123 or SIT123.
Yeah, you're talking about satellite phones.
You know, they,
yeah, you're talking about satellite phones. But the problem with that is you're still going to have to pay for it. It's much more expensive than regular phones.
Mm.
Okay? And who owns the satellite system?
So we still connected with them. They still
bingo, Beth. That's how it works.
Okay, gotcha.
One of the largest satellite owners is Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he will come up because it's not just Zuckerberg that's attempting to create a metaverse. Others in the corporate world, including Elon Musk, are attempting to create metaverses as well. They just focus on data. Zuckerberg, notice his name, data. Well, that's the magic word for Facebook, data. And the virtual world is going to be built with data. The metaverse is a dataverse. And it's interesting, when you watch that video again, family, you see the two young black boy and the black girl. And both of them got, you know, the black locks with the dyed endings, gold dyed endings.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is a part of them being programmed and conditioned through social media. All of it. And when you see so-called athletes and entertainers who exhibit the same behavior, okay, 35-year-old children with the pink hair and the green hair, that lets you know that they've been programmed. It's real talk, family. So now, Meta, that's the name that Zuckerberg names Facebook. So you know me. I went and looked up. I already knew what Meta from my perspective in terms of metaphysics meant. So I went and looked up what they had to put up there on the propaganda definitive site or definition, site for definitions, Wikipedia, just to see what they had up there. Okay? And, of course, here's what they said. They mixed some truth with some lies. They said Meta is from the Greek, meaning after or beyond, and that Meta is a prefix meaning more comprehensive or transcending. They say in the original Greek meaning, the prefix Meta is generally less esoteric than in English. Greek meta is equivalent to the Latin words post or ad. The use of the prefix in this sense occurs occasionally in scientific English terms derived from Greek. For example, the term metatheria, which is a word that describes marsupial mammals, uses the prefix meta in the sense that the metatheria occur on the tree of life adjacent to the theria, which is the realm of placental mammals, mammals that can reproduce on a human scale. Therefore, they're going to have placenta as opposed to the tree of life when birth takes place, reproduction takes place. There is no placenta. Okay? So now, they say according to the epistemology, in the prefix meta, in epistemology, the prefix meta is used to mean about or metadata or data about data. Who produced them and when and what format the data is in and so on. They say, in a database, metadata are also data about data stored in a data dictionary and describe information data about database tables, such as the table's name, its owner, and details about columns, essentially describing the table. Metamemory in psychology means an individual's knowledge about whether or not they would remember something if they concentrated on recalling it. That lines up with metamusic that I mentioned earlier. You play the music, and the brain automatically brings up that data, right, and allows a person with Alzheimer's to sing every word of the song, but they can't remember their own names and their own family. Okay, so they say the modern sense of an X about X has given rise to concepts like metacognition or cognition about cognition, meta-emotion, emotion about emotion. Now, I know all of you are beginning to plug in the behavioral aspects of some of the young people who basically are overly emotional animals. That lets you know that they're being programmed. Okay? Meta-discussion or discussions about discussion. And meta-programming or writing programs that write programs. Now, meta-gaming means games about games. That sounds like a saying that one of the family members said yesterday. Game recognized game. However, it has a different meaning depending on the type of game. In role-playing games, someone with a higher level of knowledge is playing, i.e., the player incorporates factors that are outside the actual framework of the game. The player has knowledge
that was not acquired through the play and experience in the game, but was obtained from external sources. Like Sister Bev is whispering in one of the game players' ears. Game recognized games. Okay? They say, this type of metagaming is often frowned upon because it impairs game balance and equality of opportunity. Metagaming also refers to a game used to create or change the rules while playing the game. Game recognized game, family. That's what they've been doing to black folks for as long as I can remember. Let me read that again so you understand what I'm saying. Metagaming also refers to a game used to create or change the rules while playing the game. The judicial system created whole new rules for black folks that didn't exist constitutionally. The body politics says they're going to do one thing and do exactly the opposite. They told the Negroes that they was going to give them some reparations, and they was jumping up and down and hollering and screaming, but they gave the reparations to Juan Valdez, or they want to. Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just saying what you're saying. That's it.
Yeah. So game recognized game. So I'm going to quote Aretha. If that's true, who's zooming who? And black folks, you should recognize by now that you're the one that's having game played on you. Now, I ain't mad at the Democrats for trying to run game, because they've been doing it for a long time, and the Republicans too. Back in the day, we used to say, see a fool bump his head. Okay? In other words, maybe we need to get our game together. So they change the rules while they playing the game. In another vein, that's what they're trying to do to all these people that were protesting on January the 6th in D.C. One of the Negro politicians that's chairing the whole thing, right? He came out and said, anybody that take the Fifth Amendment, which is a constitutional right, where you do not have to incriminate yourself by testifying against yourself, whether you did anything wrong or not, you can always plead the Fifth Amendment. This damn fool went on TV and said, anybody that tries to use the Fifth Amendment is going to be considered guilty. In other words, change the rules while you're playing the game. But it don't work like that, Negro.
Well, you all have to play. Mm-hmm.
That's what the Fifth Amendment is for. You can't incriminate yourself. But remember, Bev, we told the family some years back, maybe 7, 8 years ago, that what they were going to attempt to do was to remove the Constitution and use the European laws, where in Britain, anything you don't say can be held against you. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it ain't what you say. They tried to do it to the Beaver. I'm sorry. Theodore Cleaver.
The Supreme Court. Supreme Court guy.
No. Rittenhouse.
Oh, you're talking about Rittenhouse. Okay.
He's the Beaver. His real name is Theodore Cleaver. He has a brother named Wally. who has a friend named Lumpy and another friend named Eddie Haskell, who are always trying to run game on people. That's what I call him, because that's what he reminds me of. This whole thing is like in the world I live in, all this stuff is so transparent, it's like watching people play cartoon characters, old television series characters, kind of like the Truman Show. And that's because I put so much data in my head over the years that, you know, a lot of times it allows you to see through a lot of this stuff. So, yeah, they ran game on black people. But they ain't been just start doing this. They've been doing it for a long time.
Well, now they're running it on everybody.
They're trying to run it on everybody. But look what has happened, Bear. Them white folks, they done went and got smart. Because look at what they done. They went to them school board meetings. I saw very few black people. I'm right here in Chicago. Ain't nobody raising hell about them juking black children in their booties trying to show them how to have anal sex. Not a peep. Now, I guarantee you they're doing the same thing in the Detroit school system. You seen any outrage from the parents?
Mm-mm. And that's our problem. We just take it. We don't say nothing.
Exactly. Well, you better learn how to say something now, because you know what? We got opinions about everything else. People calling me, "Man, Rob, black people, something must be wrong with black people. They think Rittenhouse was guilty. They say the judge found him in it." I said, wait a minute. What universe? It was the jury that found him innocent, not the judge. Well, he went across state lines or with a weapon. Did they watch the trial or did they listen to CNN?
Nope. Listen to CNN.
And look at what's happening to CNN 2 weeks later. We told you. Is really the CN network. Now, if you want to live your life watching CN, they certainly put it right in front of your face, because that's what CNN really stands for, CN. So now, they're going to say, so they can create or change the rules while you're playing the game. So they say you have the possibility to adjust or increase the level of difficulty. That's what, again, that's what they've been doing to us. Even this ignoramus, Jesse Jackson, used to talk about them moving the goalposts. That's increasing the level of difficulty. So you got a 25-yard field goal that'll win the game, and here they come. They're going to move the goalpost back 30 more yards, so instead of kicking a 25-yard field goal, you got to kick a 60-yard field goal. And they sitting there laughing because they the referees. So this is why Robert X don't vote. Look, they go on to say, such meta games include campaign role-playing games like Halo 3, complex card or board games, e.g. poker or chess, are also meta games. This kind of metagame, defined as a decision-making process, derived from the analysis of possible outcomes in relation to external variables that change a problem. Okay? They go on to say, in a rule-based system, a meta rule is a rule governing the application of other rules. Okay? So you can apply that, brothers, to what's a foul in the NBA today. What's holding in the National Football League? What's pass interference? What is roughing the passer? Okay? Meta rules. In the hood, excuse me, family, we call it bullshit. You done got my one curse word in the last couple of days. That's all you're going to get. I can't give you no more. But that's what it is. Chewed up grass. Okay? So you can see, oh, one last little piece here that'll lead me to the next piece here. They close by saying, its use in English is the result of back information, talking about the word meta, from the word metaphysics. Origin, metaphysics was just the title of one of the principal works of Aristotle. It was so named because in the title of one of the principal works of Aristotle, I'm sorry, it was so named because in the customary ordering of the works of Aristotle, it was the book following physics. It thus meant the book that comes after the book entitled Physics. Now, this is Wikipedia's version, okay? If I didn't know from studying ancient Kemetic science that predates Aristotle and Plato, and that they basically plagiarized ancient metaphysical text, okay? That allow for them to parlay their particular point of view into the origin of English or Greek literature. But its real origin is ancient Kemetic science, kind of like the Bible. I ain't here to argue with you about it. Okay? That Bible was not a written manuscript until hundreds of years later. Now, let's keep going. So they're trying to say that metaphysics, the word, came from the fact that it followed a physics book. And I've had too many real experiences on a metaphysical level to understand that it is in fact the foundation of all the religions, and it's the spiritual essence. It allows for you to understand that the human condition has capacities beyond the flesh. The spirit is beyond the flesh. However, it can be manifested through the flesh. Okay? But you don't get that halo over your head. You don't get that glow until you access certain metaphysical or spiritual or vibratory levels. And other people will see it in you. Okay? That's real. I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody's religion to tell me that. I, like other people, have experienced it. It's like, I don't need the government to tell me that alien life forms exist. I don't need them for that. I don't need them for too much of anything. Okay? So they say, however, in terms of metaphysics and its origin, Latin writers misinterpreted this as entailing metaphysics, okay? The science of what is beyond the physical. Nonetheless, Aristotle's metaphysics enunciates considerations of natures above physical realities. That's a fact. The tree of life and other symbolism in ancient Hermetic science point to these higher orders, and that's way before Aristotle. Okay? So they say, nonetheless, Aristotle's metaphysics enunciates considerations of nature above physical realities one can examine through this particular part of philosophy. For example, the existence of God. Now, I have pointed out and gone on record that based on my research, I can't speak to nobody else, that God, in terms of its universal immanence, is the highest vibration in the universe because all life starts through vibration. Everything, including matter, is predicated on vibration. The density of matter is a vibratory process. Okay? Which means thing that we call gravity is a part of that construct too. And I don't care if so-called science can't tell you what it is. Okay? I'm here to tell you that God is the apex, which is why we call it the God force. It's the apex of vibration. So they say, the use of the prefix was later extended to other contexts based on the understanding of metaphysics to mean, quote, the science of what is beyond the physical, unquote. That's real. Okay? And for anybody, unless you just believe that coincidences just happen over and over and over and over and over and over and over with me, you've been listening to this program for long enough to know there has to be something beyond so-called coincidence. And long before I came on this program, I was having these same experiences. And people been around me for 30, 35 years, they can tell you that. All right? This ain't no bragging and boasting, because, again, I'll be honest, it's not a very comfortable feeling at times. Okay, so I found it interesting that they would mention Aristotle in that particular article. Because as I went on with my research, I ran into this. This is from The Guardian. From Aristotle to Ariana Grande, the expanded meaning of metaverse. I can't make it up, Bev. So here we are in The Guardian, and they talking about Aristotle after I left Wikipedia. Here's what they say. Ariana Grande's virtual concerts held recently within the video game Fortnite have had excitable tech enthusiasts talking anew about the imminence of the metaverse. The ancient Greek meta means with or after. The title of Aristotle's Metaphysics, given by an editor after his death, means simply, quote, the books that come after the ones on physics, unquote. But meta in English came to acquire a sense first of going beyond. So metaphysics acquired a potentially supernatural sense, also of self self-referentiality. Self-referentiality in compounds such as meta-theatrical or meta-fictional. In cosmology, metaverse has sometimes been used as shorthand for meta-universe. Okay? Which that means the universe of universes, of which there might be infinitely many. TechSense derives from Neal Stephenson's 1992 novel, Snow Crash, in which the metaverse is a giant shared virtual space consisting of all virtual realities, augmented realities, and the internet. Mark Zuckerberg said recently, quote, "Our overarching goal is to help bring the metaverse to life," unquote. A bright future, then, of inescapable ambient surveillance, inescapable ambient surveillance in advertising. Very short article, but that one article was power-packed. Okay? If you read between the lines, as we often have to do, Sister Bear, family. So, what is the metaverse? And why should we care? That's the title of the next article. And it's from We Forum, we like weforum.org. Let me get a drink of water here. Now, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they say, family. Facebook recently changed its name to Meta to align the company with its ambitions to build the metaverse. Microsoft and NVIDIA are also working on their own versions of the metaverse. The metaverse is not yet a reality, but it could be the next evolution of the internet. The idea is that extended reality, which is the combination of augmented, virtual, and mixed reality, will become a key medium for social and business engagement. Now, in my world, they call that jail, because your thinking, your consciousness is going to be totally taken over. So, they say the metaverse doesn't exist, at least not yet. There isn't anything that could legitimately be identified as a metaverse. A useful parallel for understanding its maturity may be the story of when telecoms entrepreneur Craig McCall first heard about the internet. Apple chief executive Steve Jobs, who I got to add here, family, dropped acid on his deathbed. Remember that bear?
Yeah.
This dude dropped acid when he was getting ready to die. So he wanted to go to heaven and hell at the same time. And I submit to you that that's probably what he did. So they say it was Apple chief executive Steve Jobs who described the implications that a globally distributed network of interconnected computers could have on communications, commerce, and information. When Jobs finished, McCall's reaction was, let's buy it. So the question becomes, what could become the metaverse? They say, technologists would answer that the internet will eventually evolve into the metaverse, which will come to represent the next major computing platform. If the concept can be actualized, it's expected to be as transformative to society and industry as the mobile phone. The internet today is the main entry point for millions to access information and services, communicate, and socialize. The metaverse is predicted to replicate this value proposition, with the main difference being that distinction between being offline and online will be much harder to delineate. Meaning, I'll draw this parallel. It's the Matrix, just like the brother said in the video. Let me read that again so you understand. The metaverse is predicted to replicate this value proposition, with the main difference being that distinction between being offline and online will be much harder to delineate. It's going to be difficult to tell if it's live or if it's Memorex, if you're living in a real world or a virtual one. Now, move away from the goggles that you put on your eyes and consider the implant, the chips. Your behavior modification has specific guidelines for you to follow, and you don't follow them. Now, they lock your ass in the metaverse. A virtual world with monsters where you will feel the pain because of its interactive qualities and the sensors. Remember, family, they got the nano sensors that they're putting inside of you in the venom. Let me know. Don't build my hopes up too high. That's why I laugh, family, because these people are insane. And if you follow them, you're just as insane as they are. This ain't no joke. They say, many experts believe that extended reality, or XR, extended reality, which is the combination of augmented, virtual, and mixed reality, will play an important role. Central to the concept of the metaverse is the idea that virtual 3D environments and interact in real time will become the transformative medium for social and business engagement. If they are to become practical, these environments will be dependent on widespread adoption of extended reality, or augmented, virtual, and mixed reality combined. Now, remember, family, we pointed out years ago that what's happening is in the second coming, in the third eye opening, you leave the three dimension and you go to 4-5. Okay? And that they're trying to stop that. They want you stuck in 3D. Okay? In other words, they want to preempt spiritual ascension. Now, they say, until now, XR technologies, extended reality technologies, have mostly been limited to a subject of video games and niche enterprise applications. However, as games increasingly become platforms for social experiences, the likelihood increases that their characteristics, discoverable and continuous virtual worlds, mediums for open and creative expression, and conduits for pop culture, can and will be applied to other contexts. Wow. They go on to say, the metaverse is also expected to have a strong connection with the real world economy and eventually become an extension of it. The metaverse must have the ability for companies and individuals to participate in economic activity the same way they do today. This means being able to build, trade, and invest. Well, one difference. Well, I guess it's not that much difference, which is why I hate commercials, which is why I don't have commercials coming to me on my computer, on the websites that I go on, because I've got them blocked. And when I go to a website that tells me to remove the blockers, I just tell them to kiss it. I go to another website to find what I need. Okay? And that comes up often. I just go somewhere else. But I'm not going to let you infiltrate my mind with this thing that they call advertising, because I know it's corporate propaganda. It's so easy when you use less toil. Don't wrap it, bag it with baggies. It's in the bag. Yeah, I know. 50 years ago, they was invading my mind with what they call advertising. 50 years later, I got the drop on them. I can't tell you what a commercial look like, because I ain't seen one since I turned off their vehicle for advertising called the television. And boy, does that punch a hole in their balloon. Because in the world of YouTube, the really, really not so smart people rely on selling you the propaganda so they can get paid. I think that's how it works. Okay? Now, they go on to say, this may rely on non-fungible tokens that I mentioned earlier, and the brother mentioned in the video, NFTs, as the foundation for value creation. An NFT is a claim of ownership for a unique, non-interchangeable digital asset that's stored on a blockchain. If NFTs become a commonly adopted tool for trading such goods, they could help accelerate the use of extended reality ecosystems as places people go
to combine elements of the digital economy with their offline lives. So they're going to make your offline life a part of your digital life, because you're going to make it part of your offline life. They're just propagandizing you to the fact that that's what's happening. Okay? They say, one way to think of this process is how the App Store encouraged businesses to digitize their operations so consumers could pay for their products from any location. And I told you, I ain't download no apps nowhere. Because I told you, the app is a trap. And many of them are run by the intelligence community. They say, this legitimizes the idea that retail and digital need not be separate, paving the way for cases that might not initially have made sense. They go on to say, in terms of the characteristics and challenges of the metaverse, let's see where I'm at here. Yeah. If all this explains the foundation of the metaverse, it cannot predict exactly what it will look like. However, investor Matthew Ball identifies 7 core attributes which may help curious minds imagine how it could take shape. These include its persistence, synchronicity, existing in real time, and interoperability, as well being populated by content and experiences by both individuals and businesses. They close by saying, and I'm going to close for this section, then, Bear, we can take some questions or comments or whatever, because I know the family's probably chomping at the bit here. They say, there are questions about what the metaverse will mean for privacy, whether it be inclusive, and how to mitigate harmful content and environments that could be created. The idea of the metaverse may, if it can come to fruition, it is conceivable it will transform consumer and enterprise behavior. It will transform consumer behavior. It is the apex of behavior modification. Okay? Because it's an attack on the spiritual foundation of the human species. It is, in fact, the metaphysics of the metaverse. And this is just part one, family. We're just starting. Before we are through with this series, you will know as much as anybody about the metaverse. And with that, Sister Bear, we can take some questions and or comments from the family.
Okay, and I just want to tell people that Dr. Robert X do have a GoFundMe page, and go to Dr. Robert X Fundme page and do send a donation to help him with his research so he can continue to give us this valuable information. We're not walking around with blinders on. We're not in the dark. He's keeping us enlightened. And also, if you have a question or comment, you can call 323-642-1586. That's 323-642-1586. 646-642-1586 and push the number 1, and I'll see your hand raised. And Dr. Robert X, do you have anything that you want to say before we open up the phone line?
Yes, Sister Bear.
Let me know.
Don't get your hopes up too high. Because remember, family, our day will come when we'll have everything. We'll share the joy. I'm done, Bear.
Okay. I'm done. Okay, let's go to 832-508. 832?
Hey, brother. Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hotep family,
we
better
doing
love.
Good. Hotep.
Yeah, I'm in this truck, man. I'm sure you can hear it. But
yes, sir.
Man, you know, I've been listening a lot to there's two gentlemen who's been really trying to break down the whole idea of crypto and what it means. And they're out of the financial world. One is Michael Saylor. He's all over YouTube. He runs MicroStrategy, which is a multi-billion-dollar company on Wall Street. His
yeah.
company owns the most Bitcoin of any company in the world.
Yeah.
Next, you have Raoul Paul. He was an analyst with Goldman Sachs over in Europe. And one of the things I noticed about both these gentlemen is as they talk this stuff out and they try to explain what it all means, you can see that these guys are having moments of spiritual clarity or things coming about. Raoul Paul put out a lecture called "The Metaverse is the New Solar System." So this is telling me, you know, financial, look, we're dealing with a financial instrument at this point in time, which is undermining all fiat currencies of the world. But
right.
I believe beyond that, the whole idea is that money is going to be like what Robert X says is worthless at some point in time. Because
yep.
cryptocurrency is revealing truth about fiat, which is inefficiency, waste, lies, and truth is slowly being revealed through cryptocurrency. But even past cryptocurrency, I think the human evolution is going to reveal that money is not necessary. The community
yes.
and people are what are necessary to drive ideas and a way of life. And it's going
Bingo.
To be important what community you belong to. I remember somebody asked Dr. Sabin, said, well, what do you think black people was doing at the time of Socrates? He said, I don't know, and I don't think they care. He said, but I'm pretty sure they was picking berries and eating fruit going about their business, which tells me that everything that we've created over the last 400 or 500 years is absolutely worthless. And people who live in a more natural world, this stuff can't even affect them. You know?
You got it.
It has
mm-hmm.
absolutely no effect on food, shelter, and water if they keep
Correct.
Themselves in that existence. Yeah.
Because it's basically about having your mental health, which food is a direct response or has a direct fact, is a direct factor in your mental health, what you put in your body. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So everything else comes from your mental capabilities. If you ain't got
hey,
them in order, how anything else gonna be in order?
I agree. And so you see with the metaverse, brother, the very first, as far as the gaming aspect go, the very
yes.
first parts of the world they hit with it are the poorest parts, Southeast Asia. The Filipinos
yep.
are running with it because they can
Indonesia.
Make $150 a month. Venezuela, parts of Africa, because they
yep.
now can make a guaranteed $150 a month in an economy where they only got up and worked hard as hell, and they made $100 but they can make $150, $200 a month now and put food on the table. So they got these people locked in. They start with the poor people first. Okay, now, if you take a look at the top, some of the top gaming companies in the crypto metaverse, you're going to get to Decentraland, which is, the symbol is Meta, which is a piece of food.
Wow.
In the Bible. But we know that it doesn't have any long-term nutritional value for anybody trying to survive. Okay?
Right.
So
it's spiritual food.
Exactly. So then you get to the sandbox. Well, we know when you try to walk in sand, you get stuck, you get bogged down. And their symbol is sand. Okay, third, there's a company called Fantasma, which is a true gaming metaverse blockchain company.
Mm-hmm.
Their ticker symbol is, guess what? Soul. S-O-U-L.
Wow. Wow.
So there's a lot being revealed with this. And like I told y'all last week, brother, I expect the black population, when they take a census online in the metaverse, I think we're going to have 50% less black people on planet in that world than we have on the planet, because black people are going to discard who they really are, and then
yep.
the white population will increase online.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, especially in Africa and especially in the Caribbean, they are going to run away from the idea of being black in the metaverse.
Yep.
You watch what I tell you.
I agree. 1,000%. You're right on it, my brother.
Yes, sir. I got thousands of hours invested in this. Man, I wake up and go to sleep listening to lectures and looking at information about this stuff. I mean, I'm all in, man, just trying to figure out what this is. And,
well, you know, I'm going to be leaning on you in the coming weeks. I'm going to need your follow-up on what we put out here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that really woke me up is, man, I went and watched that shit you told me to watch called Foundation. And this is the beginning of the Foundation. Okay?
Yes.
What we're doing right now, this is the beginning. When I listen to Raoul Paul say the metaverse is the new solar system, after I watched that damn Foundation, I said, wow, so this is how this old black man say, yeah, they say we come from some place called Earth. Now, he's speaking thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago.
Yep.
You know, and I'm amazed by this thing called Foundation you turned me on to. I mean, I watched it all in about 2 or 3 days. I was hooked.
I'm
going
to watch it again this week.
That's right.
See, I saw the same thing in my research. So I had mentioned to the brother last week that I got to go back and watch all the episodes, because I was watching it broken up. I would skip a couple of weeks. Then I'm going to watch the whole thing this week.
Yes, sir. So, look, I said enough. The show was great, as usual. And for anybody, man, I was thinking about your archive, brother. Man, it would take a new person coming to this show probably 3 years of listening almost every day to catch up to where we at. Hey, bro, you've been doing this almost 12 years now on this show.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
So anyway,
time flies when
you're
having fun.
Good info.
You know, I appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Hotep, and better love.
Hotep, thank you.
Hotep.
All right, don't seem like it's been that long. Wow.
No, time flies when you're having fun, man.
Yes, yes. 404-453.
What it do, family?
404.
Peace and blessings.
The best
y'all hear me?
In the
yes,
West.
Yes, we do.
I'm glad to hear.
The West, better love.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to hear that you is right on the money with the Most High vibration
yes,
of
sir.
Sound and light, man. Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful thing, bro. Okay, so I'm gonna kick some more a little bit. Because I've been hearing a lot of bovine, equine, feline, canine excrement, man. Okay.
Uh-oh.
And a lot of people need some damn, you forgot one word, they need some damn Metamucil. Okay?
Yep.
They put excrement.
Some fiber,
okay?
Some backbone.
Yes, sir. And And so with this verse and universe, I told y'all before, universe, uni is a convergence. And every time y'all hear verse, you hear sound, damn it. Okay, that's all it is, sound. Okay?
Yep.
That's all they flipping the sound on y'all ass. That's what the metaverse going to be, my brother that's driving the truck. Okay? Versus sound, man. Okay? That's all this is, sound and light, man. Okay, but they flipping the sound on everybody, and it's like they've been doing, man. And I got to pay homage to one of my ancestors, man. Okay, you heard of a brother that used to play for the Falcons named Claude Humphrey, right?
Yes, sir.
I know you heard of him. Okay, all right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I used to be a ball boy for the Falcons, man, in 1970. I was 13 years old.
He was an offensive lineman, wasn't he?
Defensive end. But
defensive end, okay.
Yes, sir. When I was a ball boy for the Falcons, I was 13 years old, man, and I ain't want to even go to that damn check that job in the summer. But my granddaddy made me, and Claude Humphrey was the only brother that came up to me, man. Okay, this dude came up to me. He treated me like his little brother, man. Okay? So a lot of people talking about how athletes are doo-doo. But Claude, man, Claude treated me like his little brother, man. I'm telling you, bro. He was a real brother, man. As a matter of fact, he used to pay me to clean his cleats off after every practice, man.
Wow.
Okay, after every practice. You pay me, either I'll get a little bit of money from the Falcons, and then when we get paid on every Tuesday, you take me and my granddad out to eat, man. We go to a restaurant and eat, man. Okay? Claude,
that's beautiful,
your brother, man. Yes, sir, man.
That's beautiful,
man. Like,
you telling us he made his transition?
Yes, sir. Last Friday, man, they say under a sudden death, so I'm thinking he took that jab, man.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Friday night, man, last Friday. I'm thinking he took that jab because they say it was an unexpected death, so that, by my calculation, that's the jab, man.
Yep.
Okay, and this new word that everybody's flipping and talking about, some damn Omicron, man. I dissected that word, man. Okay, but the little girl told me like this shit. Because if you look at the Omicron, you will see Orion, man. Okay?
That's true.
You got Orion. Okay? So what it is Orion gives more energy on the planet. And then when you say Orion out of the Omicron, you're going to have the M and the C left.
Right.
So by my calculations, M and C. Okay? Now, you want to do Roman numerals. M is 1,000 and C is 100. So that's Orion 1100. And if you flip that MC around like Eddie, okay, M is like the 14th alphabet, so that's 5. And the C is the 3rd alphabet. So didn't they say that the Omicron is the damn 53rd variation of the damn fake air disease? So that's Orion 35, Orion 53. Orion 53, Orion 35, or you make that Orion 8. Okay? So this shit is, I see through this bullshit. So I'm already in the metaverse because I see this bullshit. I'm in the etherverse on the ass. So I don't think they already got my magic glasses on, man. I see through their shit every day. I see through their, I'm sorry about that, Bill. I see through their bovine excrement.
That's all right.
That's right.
It's bovine excrement. That's what I'm talking about. It's bovine, feline, equine. K9 excrement. Even the horse died in one of the Kentucky Derby equine fell out dead on the race. They must have gave him a jab too. But anyway, I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna fade on the black. I'm gonna fade and shine the black and let somebody jump up on and hold the mic. I'm fading the black and shine, and I'll catch y'all on the next episode. My brother and my grandmother told me to ask you, Robert, where you been, Robert? That was my grandma had to ask you, man. You hear grandma in the background? What you going on, Robert? All right, I love y'all. Peace and blessings.
Continue to do that metaphysical bubble rush on them, brother West.
Yes, sir.
And use your bop gun, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Wes.
All
right.
Hold that, Brother West. Better love.
Better love. All right. You don't have any more hands raised. We going to turn in at the top of the hour here. So the call-in number is 323-642-1586. Okay, here we go. Tuckmost, I see your hand raised. Better love.
Can y'all hear me?
What's that, Tuck? Better love. We can hear you.
Better love. You know, I also have been studying this for quite some time. I knew it was coming. And I wasn't quite sure who was going to jump out front with it. I thought it would be Microsoft.
Yeah.
But Facebook took the lead.
Yeah, they're working on their version. They're just a little more quiet about it.
No, theirs was first. Theirs is called HoloLens.
Yeah.
Very
expensive. They're just quiet. They're more quiet.
Theirs is for, right now, it's for offices. So if you are working a job, they create these metaverses that create, like, a fake office environment. So you could be working from home and be in a virtual meeting with people, you know, that type of thing. Wasn't made
right.
for people to go out and party and do what they want to do, like the Zuckerberg version.
Right.
But they're working on it. The people that have a good version, though, and Apple's, because with the Zuckerberg version, you got to get the headset, the VR headset, which creates the illusion of the extended reality. And then with the Microsoft, you use the mixed reality headset. But with Apple, you don't need any headset. They want to use their products. Their products already have the mixed reality software in them, their phones and their tablets. So pretty much just holding the phone up and looking into the phone, and it's creating the illusion for you, right inside your phone or your tablet. That's where they want to start with. And theirs looks pretty good. But yeah,
I think you want to get it inside of the people, Cut.
Yeah, that'll come on. That's not going to be any time in the immediate future. But they don't have the infrastructure for that yet. But
yeah,
that's 6G their goal.
Is what's necessary.
They're planning on it. What you say?
Yeah, go ahead. No, I just say 6G is extremely necessary for this.
Yeah. They need to, and they don't even got 5G up yet. So, you know, they
right.
got, like I said, it's going to take, they got nothing but time when they need, you know, they
yep.
rule the world. So they just don't, it's just one, just like all of this stuff we're seeing now, I predicted all this was going to happen in 2020, but then COVID happened. But,
yeah.
I said they're going to create a fake fourth dimension, and that's what you're going in. That's the metaverse. That's the fourth dimension. It's not the real fourth dimension. The real fourth
right.
dimension is where the ancestors live, but they're creating a fake fourth dimension using light and time. You know, that's the fourth dimension. So that's what you're going to be looking into, light, and that light is going to be taking up all your damn time. You're going to spend your whole day doing that, just like if you ever go on YouTube and they start playing those little short videos, the little TikTok videos, and before you know it, you've watched about 100 of these little 30-second videos, not even paying attention, like people hammering in a nail, people washing their cars, just stupid little videos, you know.
Right.
You know, you didn't even pay attention. So this is going to be that on steroids. I'm going to go into – I'm glad you did this tonight, so I don't have to do too much explaining on the what it is, because I'm going to explain how they're going to get us all there. Everybody's going. It's
Friday?
So much – huh?
Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Okay.
Friday.
Excellent.
I'm going to go through – yeah. Yeah, yeah, clad tactic to get everybody there. And the key to the metaverse, though, See, I when I saw Facebook came with it, and I said, what is this thing? Because this is different than what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that it's not. It's Facebook doesn't own the metaverse. The metaverse has an owner. The name of the people that own the metaverse is called Global Multimedia Protocol Group. So this is going to be a protocol, just like the IEEE is for the internet. This is going to have its own protocol that you're going to have to go through. So that's where you're going to find out what this is going through, what it's going to do through the protocols.
What's it called? The global what again?
It's called Global Multimedia Protocol Group.
Okay.
And they put an X at the end of the HTTP. So now it's HTTPX.
Right.
That's to access the metaverse. Also for your email and stuff in the metaverse is HTMLX. You know, so you put an X at the end.
Using that X. Right.
Man, you know I'm sitting here tripping, right, man?
Mm-hmm. What they're doing now, and Dev, you know, this is something you talk about a lot. And that's why for years I've been saying, you know, they got something that's gonna come, it's gonna change all of that paperwork stuff around. And this is it.
Mm-hmm.
We use what they're doing is they're redefining what we call jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be crimes that happen inside of this metaverse. Who's
right.
going to police it? I kept telling everybody, man, Space Force is for the cyberspace. It ain't got nothing to do with our space. They're going to be policing
right.
something in cyberspace. This is it.
I feel you.
So... we use a territorial jurisdiction system right now. So that means that which state recognizes jurisdiction for acts committed within the territorial borders of a state. So, yeah, if I commit a crime in New York, you know what I'm saying, and then I go to
right.
North Carolina, I'm not, you know, they can't do nothing to me there.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's
so.
Right.
In this new form of jurisdiction that they're creating, it's called the universal jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
It goes that word universal. You're trying to use universal, that means one world government, one world,
right.
you know. And this is which recognizes state jurisdiction over certain crimes, even when there's no relationship with the perpetrator or the victim. A state can implement criminal laws that apply to conduct undertaken by any person anywhere in the world when that conduct is recognized by their state as being destructive or international order. So
the protocols are going to deal with all of that. The protocols are going to
exactly.
be the new laws for the global system.
There you go. And it's tying everything together because then I said, man, if this is only one metaverse, I'm thinking it's going to be several metaverses. And I find out, no. China is going to be on the same damn metaverse as Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't you hear all these years Facebook has been banned in China?
Yep.
Not Meta. Meta's not banned
right.
in China. So they're going to be on the same. So they all in on this. You understand what I'm saying? This
is about China,
this isn't
man.
Just Facebook. This is all the governments in the world in on this. You know,
correct?
Because there's no way that we should be on the same grid as China. You know, that's generally where it cuts off at. So now I'm really thinking, man, this is so many opportunities here. But I save that for Friday. I mute my line. Thank y'all.
Excellent comments, my brother.
Thank you, Tuck.
Hotel. And you know something, Bear?
when Tutmos is talking, it took me to that photograph of Orange Man. I think he was in Bahrain, where he met many of the heads of the Arab countries, and they all put their hand on that glowing ball that looked like a light of Earth. I got that picture in my head, because Orange Man ain't separate from any of this. He ain't separate from any of this.
Nope.
Just had to put that in there. Go ahead, Bev.
Yeah, we don't really have any more hands raised, and that's unusual.
Well, I'll just get me an early dinner tonight.
Last night the last was lit. I couldn't get all of them, but wait a minute, here they come. Hold on.
They don't let me get that dinner, boy.
Wait a minute.
Still love you, family.
Hold on. 708. 323.
Good evening, family. This is Lady. Hello,
what's up,
good
lady?
Evening, Lady.
Say you love me, Lady. Girl, I hope you do.
Well, you're awake tonight, huh? We all woke.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to share a few examples that I've had using my imagination. And that's something that they've taught us, that it's, how can I describe it? Not real. But when you actually use it, like people that window shop or something.
Right.
You end up with that item.
Yeah.
From window shopping. But some people, a lot of people are I'm not going to window shop because I'm not going to get it. So why should I do that? And other people are hopeful. Well, maybe I might get this one day. And then they don't realize that they were window shopping when they finally get it in their hand.
They've manifested.
They don't realize 2 years ago that they were, window shopping. And so many examples. I had to start writing it down that things were happening, things were manifesting in my life.
Yep.
And
all the time.
That's something that we patient, that we grow. And even with the, you putting everybody in the pot and cooking them and stirring them in, and we going to put this one in and put that one in. I think that got that hot. This whole thing started with them getting busted all over the world.
True.
By you putting them in the pot, Robert X.
Well, now you know me better than anybody.
Being revealed.
You know, it's hard for me to accept. Go ahead, lady. I'm just going to be quiet. I just feel sometimes like
lady?
I'm part of a bigger connection of things. That I'm not separate from Sister Bev, Brother Tutmos, my brothers who called in earlier, Brother West. We're all part of something much larger. And I just see myself as a node, a part of this larger thing. But I agree with you. You're right on it. Oh, is she still there?
Did we lose you, lady? Her line is open.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Okay. All right.
I was going to say that maybe the real fourth dimension is another world, that when we meditate and then we bring these things to fruition, that's something they don't want us to do.
I couldn't agree with you more. And let me kind of outline or lay a little bit more on what you're saying. And back in ancient Kemet, they call that Thoth. It was subsequently become known as Thoth. thought. Thought are invisible frequencies. Those are the things that connect you to that other level of understanding, the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, the ether. Everything past, present, and future is based in thought or thoughts. All those are frequencies. When you get there, you understand that that's the God force. So as a man thinketh,
so is he.
Bingo.
Well, that's what I wanted to share. And, you know, it really works. Things really do come into reality. And sometimes the things you thought you wanted, you really don't. And that's when you know it's the creator there saying, hey, you might thought you want that, but you really don't. This is how we're going to play this out. So you're kind of like grateful that the creator knows what's going to happen before it happens so that you don't just stumble into something you don't really want.
Well, you got to share this with the family. Share with the family very quickly the tree. Because, see, if I say it, they, you know, I know the family know me and trust me enough to know I wouldn't tell them anything just made up. But tell them the tree.
Me and Robert X was talking about how people started getting a white Christmas tree in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that it was kind of, was it being bougie to have that kind of tree, or, you know, was it being proud and, you know, just, this is what I got. We just were laughing and joking about it. Why do you have a white tree when trees are not white? You know, just go in there. And then I came home, and I have my adult children live with me. I come home, and it's a white Christmas tree in the living room.
So, now, how did that happen?
I know. That's that thing. We don't believe in coincidences. Yeah. Well, have a good evening, better love. I'll tap y'all.
And thanks for calling.
And I'll call in the future. Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you.
Excellent comments, lady. Hold up and better love. See, family, I told you there are things that happen off of this radio station. Had she not called in, I would not have mentioned it. But I'm glad she called in, so now you can understand what I'm saying. These ain't no accidents or coincidences. We saw a man driving down the street with a green tree, a real tree, a pine tree, on the top of his car getting ready for the holidays. Now, she doesn't celebrate Christmas, and nor do I. Okay?
Okay.
But she gets home. I'm reminiscing about when they first started, they came with the aluminum trees.
I remember that. Yeah.
And I'm talking about my family, right? As a young guy, and I'm watching the transformation of the trees. They went from getting the pine tree that you had to stick down in the thing the stand that had the prongs on it and screw it in there. I'm remembering all this stuff when I was a kid, based on us seeing this tree on the top of this guy's car, okay? And so I go into a whole thing about the transformation from the green tree to the aluminum to the pink and the blue and the white. And then she gets home the next day and somebody has given her grandchildren a white tree.
White tree, wow. That is no coincidence.
Can't make it up, man. That's why I laugh all the time. Now you see what I be laughing about, family.
That's how it works.
Exactly. So I just try my best to do the right things for the right reasons and remain on the side of truth, and I just let everything else take care of itself. I don't I don't worry about anything else because that's not in my control.
Right.
I'm in charge of my thoughts.
True.
Okay?
That's right. Okay. Well, let's go to 630-918. 630-918.
Can you hear me,
Sam?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
can you hear me? Better love.
Better love.
Better love.
Yes, better love.
Dr. Robert X.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I appreciate everything every week. If you miss a week, I don't care because I know that you're coming with something else that's going to have me saying, wow. Man, it's just so many things that's going on. I got so many people trying to say, what do you know? How do you find this out? I said, just turn into Truth of Power. Truth of Power? What's that? So, cause I got people, you know, emailing me, and I send them information. Like, they don't, like, they would say, what does meta mean? I said, you got to go within yourself. I said, it all starts within.
Yeah.
I said, until you stop listening to people and, you know, I said, get rid of your phone. Get a flip phone. Get more books. I said the phone really is a transition into the metaverse. It's your phone. So I said, until you put the phone down, and I said, they got everything on their phone that entices you to do the opposite of what's within.
Correct.
You're doing the opposite. So more people, and I'm in Chicago, and I tell people all the time, they was like, well, what's going on? People getting killed. And I said, you don't know what's going on. It can be within.
Correct.
I said,
you're
I don't
correct
within. I said, it can be within. I said, your buddies that's on the police force, they might be good people. But that don't
correct.
Mean the higher ups are good people. I said, and I tell people this all the time. I said, y'all need to really start, because it's really our people. From the church
correct.
Folks. It's really our people, you know. They said, could you give us a sermon? I said, no, not in that place. I can give y'all service somewhere else, but I can't go in that dungeon. They said, it's a church. I said, what is an altar? They said, well, it's an altar. I said, you know, it's an altar in the courtroom, too.
Correct.
I said, you ever thought about the altar of the, if they alter your mind? What? I said, think about it. The problem is we never think. That's the main problem. We never think to take the time. Even tonight with Tutmos, he gave me a confirmation about the universe, about jurisdiction. Because I was meditating, and something told me, like, listen to see if Robert X come on TV. And what Tut said was a confirmation. It's about the universe.
You see?
It's about, protecting ourselves in the universe.
Correct.
And that's the highest form of law. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You begin to see what I was saying earlier to Lady about we all connected. It's like we all connected to something much larger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I can never take praise. I know people want to call in and praise and that kind of thing. I understand that. But I can't accept that, you know, to any large degree. Because I recognize that I'm just a part, just like you a part. That's why you called in. That's why Tutmos called in. That's why everybody called in, because we all got a part. We all a part of this thing.
And more times, even me and my wife is about to get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
She's listening to people saying, oh, that's your car. That's your car. And I'm just sitting back. She said, hey, what do you think? I said, it's not your car. He said, that's my car. I said, okay. He went to car to salesman back. We sold the car. I said, I told you that's not your car. I said, you better stop listening to people. Go within yourself.
That's
stop
right.
Stop listening to people. I said, they not good for you at heart. Go within yourself. It's not, it really don't take much. It takes
now,
discipline.
Now, this is bad. What you're describing is bad to a T. This is bad. Don't let them negative thoughts
influence you to any great degree.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I'm going to leave it here. Did you know that Glenn Maxwell, do you know she has relations, or I don't know if she's cousins, with Bill Gates' mother?
I didn't know that, but I'm going to lay one on you, my brother.
Okay.
Do you know that Ghislaine Maxwell was photographed in a picture with JonBenet Ramsey?
Well,
you know the
not.
Little white girl that disappeared out of her window, and they tried to blame it on her daddy and her brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Ghislaine Maxwell is in photographs
wow.
with that little girl.
Wow. Oh, man. I got goosebumps. Thinking about, I feel like Wes. It's a good time to be alive, baby. It's a good time to be alive. Because it's all coming down right now. I feel
That's
just
right.
like Wes. Hey, I'm gonna let y'all go, man. I love y'all. And you know I'm a fan for life. You know, if
yes,
you're not
sir,
on,
brother.
I always go to the project. I go to Malcolm, or if I go to Devil Blair, or I go to Mr. Copeland.
That's
it's
right.
All, it's
That's
all
right.
coming through, man. It's all coming through. I love you. I love
yep.
you, Auntie Devil. I love everybody.
Same here,
love
my brother.
Better
than love.
Love.
Hotep.
Hotep.
Yeah, Bev, wow. I ain't had a chance to even hardly comment on the whole Ghislaine Maxwell thing, but it's, man, it's stuff
mm-hmm.
going on in that courtroom. That's why that judge don't want that stuff out. They
oh,
trying to
so
shut
that, so
that thing down. I'm sorry, Bear, go ahead.
Wow. No, that's what I was, no, I was just saying, so it's not publicized. It's they
no,
not letting the cameras in the courtroom.
The media can't talk about
I
it because they all involved and engaged in the same stuff. That's why if you notice, look at all the degeneracy that's coming out the media, particularly CNN, and what's been going on with them.
Yeah.
The Super Mario Brothers molesting women all over
right.
the place. CNN got all these homosexuals
right.
sticking their hands down in people's pants. And the head one with that white hat, his mama was a witch.
Yeah.
All these people,
yeah.
these people connected to this stuff coming and going. So they can't have this trial open to the public. They need to give you some Beaver. They gave you some Beaver and leave it to Beaver and make that public. But when it comes to all the degeneracy, they shut it down.
All together.
Babe, you tell
wow.
me, how this woman with JonBenet Ramsey.
And then they had her as she was a little girl, but she was modeling and all that makeup and lipstick on.
That's
so you
right.
know they was passing her around.
Absolutely. Because remember, they said, now go back and jog your memory, Bear, because then we went through this, that she supposedly
mm-hmm.
was seen in a European country where what's his name that ran the Democratic Party and got busted with his email?
Weiner? Weiner,
no,
you talking about him?
No, not
Weiner?
Him. This guy ran the Democratic Party when Clinton was running for president. Hillary was running for president in 2016.
Okay.
Podesta.
Okay,
remember we pointed out that people had said that they saw that little girl with Podesta and his brother when they were in Europe? But they could never prove it because they're part of a network.
Right. That's right. It wasn't Podesta the one that had his son in the bed with him and somebody else or something? Was that Podesta?
He's the one, him and his brother, they had the paintings of the little children with the red shoes on and their hands covering their butts with the whole pizza thing.
Yeah.
And he's the one that got busted with the emails talking about spirit cooking
and Obama talking about succulent hot dogs and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was Podesta.
Yeah.
He had the numbers on his fingers. He had these symbols on his hands. See, all this stuff is going to come back up within the context of this particular forum. Because remember, Epstein was heavily involved in genetics, creating his own race of little Epsteins, directly connected to Harvard University. I'm sorry, Bill, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, ain't no telling what kind of experiments and stuff they was doing with them children on that island.
And now, Bev, it comes out that Fauci has an island as well, and he's doing experiments and stuff on his island. Well, I call it the island of Dr. Moreau.
And all these children coming up missing, and most of them,
correct,
I heard, is black children.
Yes, a whole bunch of them from the D.C., Maryland area. They said so many children came up missing during Obama's last year, nobody could believe it. They just don't even want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we really don't know what it is that we're dealing with here. I know sometimes this stuff sounds unbelievable, Bear. I know it does.
It does.
But that's, truth is stranger than fiction. And that's what's happening now. They're trying to crush the truth with the boot of fiction, and that boot ain't big enough. That's why people raising hell all over the world. There truly is a mass awakening going on.
Wow.
And you know what,
man?
I sent you another video where they pointed out that 70% of the people in some of these European countries are unvaxxed. That's the same number that I've been stuck on since before the election. I said 70% of the people support Orange Man.
Yeah.
They keep trying to flip it, but it keeps coming up in other places over and over. That's how I know.
Well, you know that because they're doing everything. I mean, they're doing everything to try to get us to take the venom.
And they will say,
so you know people not volunteering
that,
it. Yeah.
That's right. They will say and do anything. That's why I keep saying they are capable of anything at this point. Don't ever say what these demons won't do unless you want them and you know. I don't put nothing past these people if they are in fact people.
Now, we've been saying all along they, I don't believe they are.
Correct.
So
whatever
they
are,
they're not
there,
right.
Family. Go ahead. No, I'm talked out, Bev. I've had 2 days of just reading and talking, Bev.
Yes. Okay, so
I'm
going to
save some
for
next Monday and next Tuesday. It's going to be a bomb.
Okay, all right, because you left enough of us to, on our plate to chew on to last us to next week. So we'll be ready.
I want the family to go and listen to that video with the brother again, okay? Because it's rare that we get a brother or a sister that's going to lay out stuff like that for us. Normally, I got to go to the white people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a brother, and I love it. Whether he's a Christian or a Muslim, that's irrelevant to me. It's about the truth, whether it's Christian or Muslim or ancient Kemetic. It doesn't matter.
First video that we listened to?
Yes.
Which
that
one
was
you
the
talking
only
about?
One.
Okay. Oh. The one about
now,
the one about the mega the metaverse.
Yes.
You're talking about, okay, I got that. All right. I'll put it in the chat room.
Excellent.
All righty. Well, thank you again, Dr. Robert X. We appreciate you as always. Please send a donation to Dr. Robert X GoFundMe. You can see his GoFundMe link is on the page there, Truth to Power page. And again, thank you for listening. I'll be back Thursday with some more guests and Eric. And better love. And thank you and appreciate you, Dr. Robert X.
Thank you, Sister Bevan. You can contact me at mccrayr9599@yahoo.com. And let me know. Don't get my hopes up too high. Hotep, Bev. Hotep, Kathy. Better love.
Hotep. All right. Better love.
You're worried that I'm falling out of love with you. Hey girl, let me tell you something. You could not be any further from the truth. And you think that I'm just hanging with the boys, chasing after every girl I see. Hey girl, let me tell you something. Our love means more to me than all those one-night stands. You're always on my mind. You're all I'm thinking of. When you're not here, I miss you so. I'm so much in love with you. I'm not going anywhere. You worry about nothing. I love you much too much to ever think of leaving. I love you. Ever say goodbye, girl. I love you. I won't ever leave you. No. If I still love you like I did before. Hey girl, let me tell you something. With each passing day I love you even more. And you tell me, well I mean so much to you. And you don't wanna blow it, cause you love me so. Hey girl, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing you could do to make me go. You're who I sing about in every song I sing. You play the starry role in every dream I dream. I'm not going anywhere. Don't you worry about nothing. Don't you worry. I love you much too much. You ever think of leaving? I love you. So much. Ever say goodbye, girl. I love you. Won't ever.
goodbye, darling. I love you. Won't ever leave you. If I wanted to, I could spend my time chasing all the girls out there. But since chasing them means leaving you, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm not going anywhere. I love you. Goodbye.